For more than a year now, a small church north of Los Angeles has attracted the attention of activists on both sides of the debate over immigration reform. An illegal immigrant facing deportation has taken shelter at the church, which is part of a national faith-based coalition known as the New Sanctuary Movement. More from reporter Gloria Hillard.
Mike Hilden is probably not someone you would peg as a leader of an anti-illegal immigration group. The 27-year-old, dressed in black high tops, skinny jeans, and a striped T-shirt, blends right in with the young latte and laptop crowd at this L.A. coffee bar.
It sounds so cliche to say activist. I'm just someone who's exercising his First Amendment rights, and I wish more Americans would do that.
For a year, every Sunday, Hilden or other members of Save Our State demonstrated outside the United Church of Christ in Simi Valley, California. The reason for his protest sits in the third row pew. She's balancing a hymnal in one hand and a 16-month-old child in the other.
As a person with a heart and with feelings, I empathize with her situation, but she got herself into this situation. A lot of people don't ask themselves, why is she being ordered deported? I think she snuck into the country twice.
Yo salgo para de la recámara hacia la cocina.
When I went from the bedroom to the kitchen.
Her name is Liliana. She's a 30-year-old illegal immigrant and has been living at the church for a year. Both Liliana and the church officials refused to give her last name. When Liliana was 19, she was detained at the California border after she tried to cross with a fake birth certificate. A few weeks later, she tried again, this time crossing through the treacherous Arizona desert. She was successful. Once here, she met her husband. He was here legally and would later become a U.S. citizen. In 2004, Liliana applied for permanent residency. She was turned down, though, because of her earlier border detention and was flagged for deportation. Speaking through an interpreter, Liliana says last May, immigration agents knocked on her door.
Dice, sí, y venimos por ti.
Yes, we are here to deport you.
Lloraba y le decía, no me lleves, no me lleves.
And she was crying, saying, please don't take me.
Le dije, ¿qué va a pasar con mis hijos?
What's going to happen to my children?
Her two other children started crying, she says, and she pleaded with the agents to give her 5 days. During that time, she went into sanctuary with her youngest child. Liliana says she is just a mother who does not want to be separated from her family.
Es muy triste para mí
decir
si tengo que salir.
If she has to leave.
La escuela de mis hijos está aquí.
This children's school is here.
Y un futuro mejor para ellos está aquí.
And a better future for her children is here.
Y lo digo por mi experiencia.
Liliana is one of at least 13 illegal immigrants who are receiving sanctuary at houses of worship across the country. Dr. June Gowdy, pastor of the United Church of Christ, says in helping Liliana, her congregation is honoring a long tradition of the Christian church.
The church is called to enact justice. And this case of justice came to our doorstep, and we could not turn away, you know, we could not turn them away.
Mike Hilden sees it differently.
People talk about social justice when they talk about illegal immigrant rights, but what about, you know, the rule of law?
It is U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, that is responsible for enforcing immigration laws. Although churches provide no legal protection, to date, the agency has not made any arrests on church properties. When asked about the federal agency's policy regarding churches, ICE spokesperson Virginia Kice would only provide this statement.
ICE conducts enforcement actions at appropriate times, in appropriate places, and our overarching consideration in all these situations is the safety of our officers, the safety of individuals we've targeted for arrest, and of course the safety of the general public.
Mike Hilden believes that's not good enough.
Because we think it's setting this horrible precedent, the government is, by not going in there and taking her. This is 2008, it's not 1870 anymore, you know? We only have so much space, so many resources, and at some point we have to say enough is enough.
Pastor Gowdy says the New Sanctuary Movement was created to put a human face on the issue of illegal immigration, a face that is being overlooked.
What's getting lost in the shuffle is the individual lives that are being disrupted and destroyed.
Since the year anniversary of their church vigil, Save Our State has taken a hiatus. But Hilden says the protests will continue, along with the national debate. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.